The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, says the Australian government is continuing to fight for the release of the Australian academic Dr. Kylie Moore-Gilbert, who's stuck in an Iranian prison serving a sentence for espionage charges, which she denies. But while Maurice Payne admits that Dr. Moore-Gilbert's situation in Qarchak prison is impossibly difficult, she says she's been assured that Kylie Moore-Gilbert has access to food and water.
This is a matter of great concern for Australia and for me personally. She has had recent contact with her family. Our ambassador is in contact as well, assuring us that she does have access to the food and the water, as you have asked, and that conditions in the prison are as good as they can be in these very adverse circumstances. We know that she has been, in our view, imprisoned on charges that we don't accept, and we continue to seek her release from Iranian authorities.
I spoke to Dr. Dara Conduit, a friend and colleague of Kylie Moore-Gilbert, a short time ago.
We welcome Foreign Minister Payne's comments today that Kylie has access to food and water in Qarchak prison, but we remind the Australian government that this was never in doubt. The question is whether that water is clean, because bottled water is the only safe drinking water in Qarchak prison, and that's our major concern right now.
So you're worried that she doesn't have access to bottled water. How do prisoners get access to bottled water?
Prisoners get access to bottled water by buying water. They have money put into their prison account, and through that they buy food usually as well as water. There's a report that came out in the Times over the weekend that was deeply concerning, that said that Kylie didn't have enough money in her prison account to buy that bottled water, and that meant that she was relying on Qarchak prison's water, which is known to be unfit for drinking.
Senator Payne has said that there have been calls between Dr. Moore-Gilbert, her family, and Australia's ambassador in Tehran. What do you know about those calls? Has she been able to report herself about the conditions she's facing?
I don't know anything about these phone calls specifically. What I do know is that today marks 1 month since we sounded the alarm on Kylie's transfer, and we haven't seen any evidence of any substantial improvement in her conditions. Foreign Minister Payne's statement today didn't sound like she had any updated information since the ambassador's last visit on the 2nd of August, so it's not clear whether DFAT and the foreign minister are still relying on this information.
What do you know about the conditions in Qarchak prison?
We know that Qarchak prison has been dubbed one of the worst prisons in the world for women. It has rampant overcrowding. It currently has a serious COVID-19 outbreak, purportedly including in the ward that Kylie is being held in. And it has very poor sanitation, has no access to clean water, and it's certainly not an environment fit for an Australian citizen.
What kind of access do our diplomats have, though, to get on-the-ground information from the prison?
The Australian ambassador has met with Kylie at least once that we know of, since she was transferred to Qarchak prison. And, you know, I'm sure that the Australian embassy does have limited access, but given Australia and Iran have had a really strong relationship for many, many decades, I don't see how Australia is accepting this kind of treatment of its citizen or this little access to its citizen.
You say that the Department of Foreign Affairs' quiet approach to this, to resolving Kylie Moore-Gilbert's situation, has failed. Isn't this the kind of thing, though, that just needs time?
I don't think so. Kylie, next month, will mark 2 years of imprisonment in Iran, and Australia has responded to this case via quiet diplomacy by not criticising Iran. But realistically, after nearly 2 years, Kylie's being treated worse than any other foreign national in prison. Last month, she was transferred to the worst women's prison in the world, and it's a transfer that, as far as I can tell, there's no precedent for foreign nationals to be transferred to that prison. So whatever is being done so far has failed to bear any significant fruit, and ultimately Kylie's paying the price.
What kind of change of tactic could be possible?
I don't know what's happening behind closed doors, but it's not clear to me right now whether they have a plan. They keep assuring me that they're doing everything they can, but we're seeing little tangible evidence of a successful plan in the works, or even an improvement in her conditions to the point that we know that she's got access to safe drinking water.
Dara Conduit, thanks for joining PM.
Thank you.
Dara Conduit, who's a friend and colleague of Kylie Moore-Gilbert.